Tom Cotton, War on Crime Must Begin with Recalling. Removing Every Last Soros District Attorney. By John Binder on December 29, 2021. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, says the nation's war on crime must begin with recalling, removing, and replacing every last district attorney with ties to left-wing billionaire George Soros. In an op-ed for Real Clear Politics, Cotton wrote that it is no coincidence that the largest increase in murder in American history and the largest number of drug overdose deaths ever recorded has coincided with cities electing radical, left-wing, George Soros progressives to district attorney offices. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon, who has refused to prosecute a number of crimes, won his race with money from Soros, as did incoming Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has vowed not to prosecute trespassing, prostitution, and resisting arrest. Cotton wrote, "These legal arsonists condemn our rule of law as systemically racist and have not simply abused prosecutorial discretion. They have embraced prosecutorial nullification. As a result, a contagion of crime has infected virtually every neighborhood under their charge. Soros prosecutors refuse to enforce laws against shoplifting, drug trafficking, and entire categories of felonies and misdemeanors. In Chicago, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox allows theft under $1,000 to go unpunished. In Manhattan, District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr. refuses to enforce laws against prostitution. In Baltimore, State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby has unilaterally declared the war on drugs over and is refusing to criminally charge drug dealers in the middle of the worst drug crisis in American history. For a time, Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon even stopped enforcing laws against disturbing the peace, resisting arrest, and making criminal threats." Emphasis added. All of these cities have paid a terrible price for these insane policies. Last year, the number of homicides in Chicago rose by 56%, and more than 1,000 Cook County residents have been murdered in 2021. In New York City, murder increased 47% and shootings soared 97%. In 2020, the murder rate in Baltimore was higher than El Salvador's or Guatemala's, nations from which citizens often attempt to claim asylum purely based on gang violence and murder. And this year, murder in Baltimore is on track to be even higher. Murder in Los Angeles rose 36% last year and is on track to rise another 17% this year. Emphasis added. Cotton also took aim at House and Senate Republicans who helped former President Trump pass the Pro-Criminal First Step Act. The law, Cotton notes, has helped provide early release to some child predators, carjackers, gang members, and bank robbers, along with those who helped other inmates break out of prison. Only a handful of Republicans joined Cotton in opposing the First Step Act. In one case, the leader of the Almighty Latin Kings gang was arrested for murder less than a year after being released from federal prison thanks to the First Step Act. The First Step Act, Cotton argues, was a misguided push by Republicans to win applause from liberals and strengthen the hand of radicals like George Soros that must now be acknowledged as such to focus on reducing crime. The Republican Party must then join with independents and common-sense Democrats to wage an unrelenting war on crime, Cotton wrote. That war must begin with a campaign to recall, remove, and replace every last Soros prosecutor. Throw the bums out. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.